Jay, there he is. Okay.
Well, Coach, obviously, you know, coming off a big win against San Diego State, you're kind of talking a little bit about the maturity of this team to see how they would kind of handle this challenge, and obviously, it seems like they did.
Absolutely did, and that's why I told him after the game I was really proud of that mature approach. I mean, we haven't beat Air Force like that ever, and it's hard to do. I mean, that was by far the best we've guarded them. I mean, Air Force, we know what they're coming off of. They've been playing their best basketball right now, so kudos to our guys. That was, and my staff did a great job of it. It's tough to prep that quickly for that team, because you gotta try to simplify it, and you gotta get up, but you gotta get a lot in a short period of time. And my hats off to my staff and my players; they did a remarkable job.
Defensively, down there at their place, there were times where they were shooting really well, but in the first half tonight, they were less than 30%. What was maybe a little bit different, or what did you guys do better?
Yeah, we've just been trying to polish it, and what we did, and I think, we made a few adjustments and we did a few things differently, and our guys just did a better job of it, too. Because what it takes is it takes so much concentration on every, not just every possession, but every second of every possession. And if you mess up, they make you look stupid. And our guys just, that was by far the most attention to detail we've ever had against Air Force.
Think with how well he's been playing, if people would say, well, Derek only had 13, then people might say, well, you guys might be in trouble some nights. I mean, to get the production he did out of Rob with 12 points, and even David had a couple post baskets, and Joe and some of the other guys, what's that say that on a night, maybe you don't need Derek on a night like this to score 30?
Yeah, and he only played 26 minutes, and so that, that's big. That's really big, because that's a lot of weight. He can't do it for 18 straight games of, he had 13 points, and so it wasn't like he was a no-show, but he can't, you don't want him to have to get 30 every night in league. Otherwise, we're not a good enough team. We're just Derek Marks, and I think we're starting to look like a good enough team.
And with the, letdown possibilities and stuff, and then you're without, two key guards tonight, mm-hmm. Does that make it even more
important? Oh, absolutely. And then when James tweaked his shoulder, I was, that was a nerve-wracking moment. But I think he's going to be fine.
When you run out of players on the bench.
Oh, yeah. We got Dez hurt also, and Jake's hurt, and, guys that were the next man up, so it's... like I said, kudos and really proud of our guys, the way they approach this game and the way they play it.
James, kind of went a little bit Ryan Watkins there, 17-15.
Yes, in a low possession, 17-15 in a low possession game. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And, just going up and getting them at a high, high athletic level. And, some of them, he went up and snatched them. So, yeah, he's just rebounding at a high level right now and playing at a high level.
I know you said the other day you wouldn't have believed him. Somebody had told you coming home from Wyoming that streak you'd be on. But how do you explain 0-3 to 8-3?
Part of it was schedule too. Part of it was Derek was hurt. He was hurt pretty bad. You can make the case I probably shouldn't have played him at Colorado State. You just with Derek, he always wants to play and pushes for it. And so you're playing at Colorado State, they're undefeated, and then you played at Wyoming, they were playing. So those two, that's a pretty easy explanation. And, Utah State, they keep every game close, and they're in every game, it seems like. So those are tough ones, too. So every game in this league's tough. But to be able to rattle off 8 in a row in the Mountain West is, that's pretty special.
David, was able to play pretty well. He played
really good.
You said kind of the game plan a little bit was to, that you guys wanted to go inside. And the first time you played Air Force, maybe you didn't do it quite as much as you did tonight.
Right.
The change in that, it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, David's, he's going to be a really, really good player. And he showed some of that tonight. And that's what we've been working for. We're developing Chandler, we're developing David, and I think each one of them's getting better and better.
How much fun is this team to coach? I mean, you're down the home stretch, you and your staff. Yeah. You guys having a ball with this group?
Well, they are. It's fun in the way that, that's an interesting comment, because as a coach, your head's down and, we're not allowed to smile until the whole thing's over and enjoy. But what we do enjoy is these guys showing up to work and these guys having this mature approach. But they're a fun group to be around. They like each other. They play well together. So it is fun. And it's fun to see these seniors having good senior years and, you know, these freshmen getting better. So as a coach, those things are probably what I get the most joy out of. And then, you know, when you're winning these games, I mean, it's a lot of fun to win these kind of games in the Mountain West.
And you'll be in sole possession of second place, I guess, half game out of first by the end of the night since those two teams play each other. I mean, I guess with the eighth in a row, but I mean, just when you always talk about how hard this conference is and to see where you're at with what seven conference games left and everything you've won, it's still attainable. I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in our control and, you know, there's going to be a lot that goes on and, but, you know, we're going to have to play a high-level basketball to stay where we are and to keep fighting to do that. I mean, our next two games on the road and this next one at Fresno, they handed us our hats last year. I mean, when we played them at Fresno. So we're going to, you know, we're against anybody, you're going to have to play really well, but this is going to have to be a great game for us.
I'm sure you want to elaborate on why they were suspended, but disappointing, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have those guys do
absolutely. You hate to have to deal with something like this, but, you know, just because we're winning games and just because we are where we are doesn't mean we change who we are. And we have standards and you know, my job first and foremost is to be an educator. And, you know, that's where we are with it. And, you know, then I'm a coach after that. So, you know, you never want to do it. You never want to be in this position. But it's also the reason we are where we are because my coaches hold these guys to a standard, and when we deviate from that standard, you're accountable for it.
Now the release just said tonight, but is this a one game?
Yeah, well, we'll cover that on Saturday. So.
Coach, to see a guy like Rob have this type of game, I mean, he's played a lot of minutes for you, but he doesn't necessarily blow up the stat sheet. I mean, to have this type of game, what does that kind of mean to you?
Well, he's just, you know, like we said, he's become our glue guy and rock solid. I mean, those charge attempts. You know, he went in at two quick turnovers and was kind of, but then he got back to doing his thing and you know, made his Rob Hire plays. And it's kind of neat when guys get their own signature plays that you're like, whoa, that was a Rob Hire play. Like those rebounds late in the game when you miss and the other team's trying to come back on you and he goes and gets an offensive rebound, you get a new clock. Those are backbreakers. And those used to be kind of Ryan Watkins plays, and now they've become Rob Hire plays. And then those charge attempts, those are huge. So he does, you know, the scoring, great. I mean, that's such a nice bonus, but he's doing so much for this team that's unseen.
And that's kind of the weird thing, you know, because it's easier to quantify with numbers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It does seem like when you guys put him in there at the beginning of the year, that he's kind of doing the same thing, you know,
yeah.
The shots that he seems to make when he makes them always come at a pivotal point.
Yeah, but and he's also just, you know, these guys have all become more comfortable in their roles and when they're going in, and that makes their jobs easier, and they complement each other pretty well too.
Jerry Tarkanian passing away.
Yeah, yeah.
Your thoughts on
well, I had a really neat
impact in the sport.
You know, and this is, we're in a unique situation. We're going to go to Fresno, and I'm sure they'll do something to honor him. Then we're going to go to UNLV. They'll do something to honor him. And I had a really interesting, we played them when I was at Gonzaga when he was at Fresno, and we did a really nice job on the boards that night. And then we went back to the hotel, and they were staying at the same hotel out. We played them in L.A., and he was asking about our rebounding, and Coach Few told him that, well, I was the rebounding coach. So, you know, here I am straight out of junior college, and here comes the Hall of Fame coach, and he sits me down, and he's asking me all these like he was a junior high coach, and I was the Hall of Fame coach. And I just remember being so impressed with that it really impacted me. It changed my outlook on how I wanted to approach this. I said, here's a Hall of Fame coach that was trying to learn towards the end of his career. And I'm like, you know, I want to be like that. And so I've always, that kind of impacted me, and it's something that I always tried to do. And you know, I mean, I'll pick up stuff from going to watch my kids' games from other coaches. I'll go, but I think I got that mindset from Jerry Tarkanian, and that was impressive. I mean, you know, one of the all-time winningest coaches in college basketball, and so he did have an impact on me, no question. And, you know, we all enjoyed watching those teams and all that, this and that, but He was an amazing coach.
Are you going to do anything differently? Like you said, hey, there's going to be a ceremony at the Save Mart Center and Thomas and Mac. Do you go into that and tell your guys anything different? Like, hey, you might take a little bit longer to start.
Yeah, I don't know. I like giving our guys the history and who he is. And, you know, my guys are pretty knowledgeable. They'll know who he is and all that. And so, yeah, we'll probably talk about it and understand what's going on and that we're in a unique situation. We get to be in both of them. So, you know, that he was a pretty special coach and a special guy. So it'll be an honor to be there for both nights.
Anything else here? Guys, probably won't be able to get anything before Saturday.
We're leaving early
Friday.